Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir Betachin, Shir number 37. We're going to talk today about the reward of Tzadikim and the special kindness that Hashem has towards His chosen ones in the world to come with the good that we cannot comprehend. And all of us are Bechina Tzadikim in our Olam Haba. And a person needs to be engaged in things that will lead them to be as high as possible in his way of trusting Hashem and connecting with Hashem, and to reject the falseness of a lot of things in this world, and to remove the unhealthy love of this world and the desire from our heart, and to exchange it for a true love of Hashem, to be devoted to Hashem, to delight in Hashem, to be repulsed by the unhealthy aspects of this world, and to follow the prophets and the Nechasidim, and to have trust in Hashem that He will act kindly towards you, just as He acted kindly towards the prophets and the devoted ones regarding the world to come. In other words, if you put your entire love in Hashem, Hashem is going to reward you, just like He rewarded all the others that loved Him. Now, these words, which we translate in English, are the Chayv HaSalvavis. People who don't understand it, Rav Igdamila says, interpret this as a rejection of this world. But that's a mistake. What the Chayv HaSalvavis, or any time these type of Svarim generally, write sharp words about how terrible the pleasures of this world is, the purpose of it is to reject becoming intoxicated by the pleasures of this world. But if you put it in the healthy context of your service of Hashem, then it's fine. So for example, Rav Igdamila says, Hashem doesn't want a person to feel that the bread he eats is tasteless without pleasure, or that when he sees the sunlight that it's nothing. No, the opposite is true. As we see in Shar HaBechina, that a true servant of Hashem sees the kindness in everything. He puts wisdom and kindness in all forms of material existence. Gadlai v'tuvai mali oilam, we say, Shachris on Shabbos. His greatness and goodness fills the world. So when you eat whatever you eat, you enjoy it and you thank Hashem. It's so pleasant to eat food. No question about it. So what does the Chayv HaSalvavis mean over here? When he talks about abstinence and removing yourself from the world. The answer is never become over-enthusiastic about any material aspects of our existence. Don't go overboard about the function of eating. You appreciate the eating. You thank Hashem for it. But don't get obsessed with it. Same thing with nature. You can see the beautiful aspects of nature, but don't fall in love totally in nature and just spend your day just running around in meadows and wasting your time that way. You be enthusiastic over Marabu Masech Hashem in nature. Yes. But not to be overly intoxicated by it. David HaMelech fought wars for Klal Yisrael. He didn't love war. He didn't want to conquer nations. He was an Eved Hashem. But when he needed to, he fought. But the people who just fight for the sake of fighting, that's not Avodas Hashem. So that's the idea, the balance of it. It's not to be rejecting everything. And the same idea also to draw the line between connecting with family, as an example, and utilizing your own self-growth. That's it's an interesting balance. You have, let's say, kids out of town. How often do you visit them? You travel back and forth constantly and you waste a lot of your life. May not be healthy. The same idea is going to weddings of friends that will take a whole night going back and forth. You have to use your balance. You know, the line is not simple. It's not clear cut. But sometimes you lose your bearings in not serving Hashem because of that nachas from your children, which is good to have nachas from your children, but not an obsessive way of just traveling to them constantly, or so on and so forth. You enjoy your food, of course, you thank Hashem for it. Same thing with making money, same idea. There's nothing wrong with money. Hashem gives you wealth. Enjoy the wealth, but remember, you're my treasurer. It's a pikadon. Just make sure it's used properly. You're a loyal treasurer. So that's the idea. Many people misunderstand some of these wordings in the Chayvus Avavis that he means to reject this world. He doesn't mean reject it in the sense of a complete rejection. He just means reject all the things that people become intoxicated about. That's why it's so important to learn with a Rebbe anything, especially Chayvus Avavis or anything like that, because otherwise you'll misinterpret it. Because when he talks and he uses strong words over here, he uses strong words. In Lashon Kodesh, he uses Hamayasim by Lamazah, you know. That's the way the people that they reject it or they're disgusted by it. But again, you have to take it in a healthy way. Or that you remove the love of this world and the desire from it from your heart and exchange it for a love of Hashem. What it means is, again, that you walk down the street, you see a beautiful day, and the wind is blowing, and the sun is shining, and the nature is pleasant and happy. He doesn't mean turn away. The reverse. Enjoy it. Thank Hashem for it. Thank you for the sunlight. Thank you for making the rain fall. Right? Thank you for the beautiful mountains, for the beautiful trees. But not to be totally intoxicated and spend weeks and weeks and weeks of your life traveling all over the place, then you're not a servant of Hashem. You're a slave to Gashmias. That is the real balance here. Same thing with friendships. You should have friendships. And you love every Jew. He brings down, interesting, the Chafetz Chaim did not have any real friends. He was friendly. He was hospitable. Treated everyone kindly, humbly. But he never sought friends and company in a social type of way. He never did. So the idea is you're always in the presence of Hashem. Now the truth is, this is a little bit, you have to also take this in the right perspective, because there is a need for, especially in Avodas Hashem, the Hasidim have it a lot, for Rangans, they get together and they connect with each other. Or in Musar groups, also they're told to give each other chizik and work together and develop a close relationship, a havas chaverim. But again, to share and to love and to care for other people. Again, but not as a social activity type thing, but more to really bond and connect with each other and to connect to Hashem. So again, that also requires a balance. You spend all your time associating and socializing with friends, you will lose out on your Avodas Hashem. So that requires balance too. Person needs friends. He needs to be with people. And he needs to be with the tzibur. And sometimes, yes, you get together with in a Suda's mitzvah or a siyum, or just to get together and share things. And a lot of shuls have it. They go to their Rav's house and they sing Zmiris and they talk Torah and they stam talk also. And it's a good thing. But again, if you go overboard in the social aspects of things, you'll lose out, because you won't be able to connect with Hashem. So you have to find that healthy balance between the two. So that's the idea. So it is the Chayvus Avavis does talk about it in a more direct concept. It's hard for us to relate, like someone like the Vilna Gaon, who didn't see his sister for 13 years, and when she arrived, he asked her a few polite questions, how he's doing, and then he went back to his learning, and his sister was saddened by the fact that her brother didn't want to spend more time with her, and he saw her reaction and said, don't worry, in the next world, we'll have plenty of time to talk. You know, so again, we're not on that madrega. It would probably be the wrong thing for us regular people to do something like that. You know, Vilna Gaon was on a whole different plane and level altogether, so that also requires by us a balance. But the idea is that you have to balance that two pulls of being connected with people and caring about people, of course, and being social with people, but at the same time connecting with Hashem and doing your avoda that you need to do. And the healthy balance needs to be found. To be too isolated is not healthy. And sometimes it's even selfish. But at the same time, to be totally involved in the social activity is not healthy later either. The idea also of solitude, hispididus, sometimes you should enjoy solitude and enjoy it. But if your wife wants to go to a social gathering, you don't always have to go. If she wants to, she feels it's important, then you could go along sometimes. If she doesn't insist, be happy to be home. You're riding on the subway or bus. Sometimes if you see another Yid and you want to converse with him, fine. But sometimes you just ignore it and you listen to a shir or look into a sefer, learn, and so on and so forth. So that's the idea. So he talks also about expecting reward without deserving it is foolish. Someone who expects Hashem to reward him without working is a fool. This is what the Gemara says, Aisa Maisa Zimri of Akshin Schar Pinchas. They do deeds like Zimri, which are evil, and they look for reward like Pinchas. So you have to recognize that too. And then he talks about the signs of greatness, and we're just going to finish off Perek Dalet right now. Again, we're doing this more, not word for word, but the idea is that the true Oyver Hashem wants to teach others how to serve Hashem as well. And that's a sign of greatness. When you want to teach others to be a servant of Hashem just like you do, another sign of greatness is endurance during trials and tribulations. And that you see the world is not important compared to doing the mitzvahs of Hashem. The Mesiris Nefesh that you have. And like the Mesiris Nefesh of the Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, that was willing to, they were willing to sacrifice their lives and they were saved. Or the Asare Ruge Malchus that ultimately were killed and they were not saved, but there was a Mesiris Nefesh. Choosing death over life. Choosing death over a life of rebellion against him. People choosing poverty versus wealth to remain observant. Or illness versus health, not to rebel. Again, it doesn't mean we shouldn't ask for both, of course. Hashem wants us to be happy, b'gashmis ruchnis gam yachad, together. But the idea being is to know what the ikar in life is. So there's a lot of beautiful concepts discussed over here, which is kedai to review. But the idea being is that we should enjoy the pleasures of the world, but not get intoxicated by it. We should enjoy to be mechaber with people and love people and connect with people, but not at the expense of not growing in your own avodas Hashem. And to know that healthy balance between being connected with people and having that healthy solitude that you need when serving Hashem one-on-one with Him. Bracha v'atzlach.